Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But what about the Loop trolley? Bi-State's Board of Commissioners wants more information before adding it to its stable of transit operations, and that could come in 2020.
At a special meeting held downtown, commissioners first voted to hear from Metro CEO Talby Roach in open session rather than in closed session, as indicated on the meeting agenda. Roach told him it's his educated opinion that if the Loop trolley fails and there's default on federal grant money, future transportation grants could be harmed. He said St. Louis doesn't want to be known as a region that doesn't complete projects. At issue is $800,000 of bi-state money that would be needed to get the trolley going again after it shuts down later this month. Several commissioners said they'd rather see transit system money moved around to help current system needs like security and employee pay. Ultimately, they voted 6-3 to give Roach the go-ahead to come up with a complete proposal to consider at a later meeting. Brad Choate, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.